Manservant. Manservant. My glass is empty. I explicitly instructed you to be sure that my glass was never empty for the rest of the night, did I not? So difficult to get good help these days. Finally. Pour slowly, you idiot. You know nothing of good wine. We must speak of what happened at the ball tonight. Standing off to the side in your silly pauper's rags. Don't I pay you a salary? Even the Marquess's manservant is dressed in proper linens, as is befitting a servant of nobility. While you continue to insist upon wearing these silly, baggy whatevers. You look positively ridiculous. I hope you're proud of yourself. You've embarrassed me in front of the entire court. What on earth do you do with the money that I pay you? Blow the lot on strong drink? No, you're too boring for such frivolities. Hasn't anyone ever told you that you are so dreadfully dull? Me? Several times. Well, then I repeat myself. You are dreadfully dull. Oh, yes, you can speak of languages and geography and politics and history, just like any good companion. You have knowledge of philosophy and poetry and every bookish thing. But I bet you've never spent so much as a single day outside the castle walls, have you? Enjoying your life. Indulging in the pleasures of the flesh. Oh, how you cringe at me. Oh. Not quite a proper subject for the princess. No, I suppose it isn't. I'm truly terrible how little I care. Fetch me my brush. Why are you handing it to me? Do you truly expect the princess to brush her own hair? Don't make me laugh. Come on, snap to it. You know what to do. Why do you resist me so every night? Sometimes I think that you're only contrary for the sake of being contrary. There isn't a man in all the land that would not kill entire armies for the privilege of just touching my hair. Yet you squirm when I so much as request your help in the care of it. If I didn't know any better, I would say that you are ungrateful for your position. Now don't make me tell you twice. Why did you leap back as though your shoes had caught fire? Get back here this instant. Not quite proper. Not quite proper. You like to repeat yourself, manservant. For the entire time you've been in my service, you have often reminded me that I am not acting properly. And I have just as often told you that I do not care. Now, will you finish brushing my hair? Or will the princess of all the 12 kingdoms be forced to bring the brush through her long golden locks herself? Would that be quite proper, I should think so. You may continue. Don't stand so far away from me, manservant. Closer. I shan't bite. You have very talented hands, manservant. The way that you massage my delicate scalp after every brushstroke. It's draining all of the tension of the day from my body. It it's almost enough to make up for your intolerable dress at the ball. I do believe that that is enough, manservant. You are relieved. You may stand up ready for me. Why is your face so red, manservant? Are you quite well? The heat from the fire. Very likely. You know, I'm beginning to feel a bit overheated myself. Dancing all night, fine food and good wine. What do that to you? Very warm indeed. I believe I'll relieve myself of my shawl. Don't turn your eyes away now, manservant. You'll hurt my feelings. It doesn't do to offend the princess. My neckline. Whatever of it. It's too low. Not so nearly as that hussy, the Duchess, who sat just two seats down from me. And I noticed that you paid her no mind at all. You never tut or sneer down your nose at anyone but me, telling me I'm not a proper lady. You were probably born in a stable yourself. What do you know of good manners or propriety? You were educated before coming to me. Yes, naturally. I've already admitted the many merits of your meticulous little mind. And what have they brought to you? Servant forever to a woman that you clearly despise. Don't try to deny it. The heat in your stare every time you lay eyes upon me. It is either scorn or desire. And given how dead and shriveled your sense of fun is, I can only assume that your cock is the same. I can say cock if I like. Cock, cock, cock. I'm the princess. I can do whatever I please. Embarrass myself? Any person who would dare to laugh at me or whisper so much as a cross word would find his head and his shoulders suddenly distant strangers. For the image of the kingdom! Oh, my God. Oh, you naive little man. No one cares how I conduct myself except for small-minded idiots who hold no sway over what goes on a grand scale. I could paint myself in gooseberry juice and chicken feathers every morning, and so long as I remain rich and beautiful and powerful, no one will say a word cross. It would become the highest fashion of the kingdom before the sunset of the first day. So despise me all you like, manservant. I actually find it rather refreshing. You don't despise me. Well, then, that must mean you desire me. So you're not all dead down there like I thought? No, some of the manservants are eunuchs, after all. You are not a eunuch. So indignant. Oh, yes, I'm sure you have a lovely cock, darling manservant. A great big one, fitting for a man of your size and admitted muscularness. Or perhaps it's a tiny little thing, and that's why you never use it. Or seem to know that it exists. How red you are! Are you angry at me, manservant? Oh, I know. I order you to be silent. I'm the princess. I get whatever I want. And right now, I want you to be completely silent and still. No moving from that spot. No looking away. I'm going to cool off. Let me shuck this dreadful dress since it offends you so much. Pull these laces. And there it goes, pulling at my feet ever so slowly. No looking away. Watch your princess. Watch her cool her hot, tight little body. You were so close to disobeying me there. How unfortunate that would have been for you. Really improper. My underclothes are so thin, they're almost see-through. But it's still too much. Still too hot. I have to take more off. This slip will have to go. And the bloomers, of course. Just panties in my corset now. Do you like them? I bought them from a traveling merchant in the Eastern Kingdom. Such a complicated contraption of lace and ribbons, but one little tug on the string, and the entire thing will come off my luscious little body and leave me bare. For ease of access, he told me. What a delicious character. I paid him handsomely for his craftsmanship. Don't look so scandalized, manservant. Oh, I didn't let him take my precious virginity. That would have been uncouth. I simply let him worship me with his tongue, as befits a vassal to his ruler. Oh, and his worship was exquisite. I was quite overwhelmed with monarchical affection. Overflowing with it, you might say. It would be so easy to just pull this little string. Let the garment slowly unravel from my body as my bountiful breasts spring forth from the cloth for your eyes to see. I've been told that I have perfect breasts by my lady servants. Round and full with sweet little nipples, just aching for touch. I've even let a few of my lady servants indulge this little wish. Playing with my breasts, with their soft hands until I'm panting. Oh, my perfect bosom heaving with desire. They have worshipped me with their mouths as well, before I've sent them on their way, satisfied and smiling. Is that a twitch I just saw? Don't you dare move, my manservant. Keep looking. I will spare your innocent eyes the sight of my perfect breasts so that you are not struck with the same madness as my lady servants. I know how it would torment you so, to act so improperly. Instead, I will simply enjoy my own breasts. Oh, running my hands over my lovely curves. Cupping them. Enjoying their weight in my own hands. The cloth is so thin I can feel my nipples peeking when my thumbs brush over them. Tightening so sweetly. Sending liquid fire all the way down to my loins. You're shifting where you stand. Do you need to relieve yourself, manservant? You may nod or shake your head, but you may not speak. No. You don't need to relieve yourself. Thank the gods. You would miss the rest of my little show. I'm going to slide one of my hands down from my breasts, down the flat pane of my taut belly, to the hem of my panties, and slide my hand inside so that I can touch my soft, wet center. There's so much heat building up there. I need relief. Not one step, manservant. You remain exactly where you are, exactly where I've commanded you to be. You will not move a muscle, no matter how much you wish to. No matter how much you wish to, you may not touch me. Yes, I know what you want. I've suspected since the beginning of your service with me, and now I know for sure. You wish to fuck me. Foolish man, you play with fire. You're so pathetic. Weak little manservant wants to fuck the princess, but is too weak to try it. Too cowardly to lay a hand on her. Holds himself at a distance even when he has the opportunity to touch her. Self-denying little flagellant. You've never allowed yourself so much as a moment of fun. Wouldn't it be fun to just let yourself snap? Just once. To reach out and take what you want. To not be so obedient all the time like a perfect little lapdog. To not be contrary to me. To yourself. Nothing. How very disappointing. I am half your size, but I'm still twice as brave. At least I had the guts to show you my interest, you lily-livered coward. What are you doing, manservant? I told you to be still. His hands are surprisingly strong, manservant. Ah! No, oh, you bit me, you twit. But I like it. Do it again. What did you say? You're going to punish me for what I said. As if you would dare. What are you doing? Where are you taking me? Oh, the bed. Oh, you do get right to the point, don't you, manservant? What? Are you going to punish me with that delicious cock of yours? Oh, I could see it straining through those ridiculous pants all the way across my bedchamber as I stripped for you. Poor thing. It must be painful to be so hard. Go on. Fuck me. It's what you want. It's the only thing that will give you relief from the madness that you're feeling. Come on. You have me bent over the bed. Your cock inches from my tight little pussy. Oh, if you just remove those silly breeches and push my panties to the side. Isn't this what you want? No. You want to punish me first. So you keep saying, but... Oh! Manservant! You've hit my pert little bottom! How dare you! And I haven't been spanked since I was a child! This is my punishment! You're such an odd man! Why delay your gratification just to smart the skin of my ass? No, I'm not enjoying it. Maybe a little. Count them. You're going to give me 10 more strokes? You're rubbing my cunt with your fingers. Running your hands up to soothe the spot you've been spanking. Manservant! Oh, yes, I'll count. Doesn't that count as one? No. That was for being impertinent. You're a cruel master. Good thing I'm the royalty here. The kingdom could never survive such a tyrant. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Manservant, my ass is getting so sore from your hand. My pussy is so wet from you dipping your hand down to it every time you spank me. I'm so wet. I can't stand it. Seven. Fuck. I'm tightening up every time you brush your fingers over the lips of my pussy. You haven't even touched my clit yet. Eight. Fuck. I can feel myself getting close to release and you've barely started touching me. What are you doing to me? Nine. Oh, fuck, Manservant. I can't take it. I'm going to come. Ten. By all the gods, I've never come that hard before. I think I saw stars. Please, won't you fuck me now? I don't mean with your fingers, I meant with your cock. Your massive fingers are already splitting me open. My pussy is so tight, pulsing around your fingers. God! What are you doing? Curling your fingers like that? No! Oh God, you're gonna make me come again if you do that. Please! Have mercy! I just came and I'm so sensitive. Please! Fuck! 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 Oh God! Manservant! Your hands! You're going to make me soak your fingers with my juices! I can't take it anymore! I'm gonna come again soon. Please put your cock inside of me so I can come all over your cock. Not yet. But why? You have to punish me more first. Manservant. You're popping your fingers in and out of me even faster. adding a third finger. Oh, I'm so full. Oh, your fingers are so big. I'm going to... Fuck, I'm going to come again. Breaches. Oh, don't you want to bury yourself in my hot, tight pussy? Don't you want my cum to drench your cock? I still don't know how to talk like a lady. Oh, there's no princesses or paupers in the bedroom, my dear. In bed, you can say anything at all. I can say that I would like to sit on your gorgeous thighs and bounce myself up and down in your cock until I'm screaming your name, for example. There. Now will I get my way? Let's put away all this nonsense about punishing me. You're going to fuck me? Well, finally. Not the way that I think. What on earth do you mean? You're going to teach me to have a filthy mouth. Oh, do tell. Oh, will you make me rinse my mouth out with a bar of soap like my nurse? Wait. Close my eyes and open my mouth? Whatever for? If you really mean to slip soap in there, I'll be very cross. Not soap. Have you brought some sort of a treat for me? Hardly seems like a punishment, but all right.
Manservant, your cock. Oh, it's so big. Oh. Oh, it's glorious. You want me to put this whole thing in my mouth? It will never fit. I'm not a coward. It's just... It's so big. But when you brush it against my lips, I almost can't control myself. I need to have this cock in my mouth. I'll do my best.
Known that what you were packing in there, I would have stripped myself naked in front of you sooner. Oh, this is so much more fun than any of those little social gatherings that you've accompanied me to since you began in my service. I could have been playing with this cock this entire time. You really are cruel.
What? You're tired of hearing me talk?
Don't make me choke for all I care.
Mm-hmm.
Servant, are you going to release all that hot, sticky cum down my throat? Make me swallow you? Fill my mouth with your hot seed? I want to swallow you so badly. Don't make me wait for it. Come in my mouth. Come on, my sweet little tongue. Come so that you go soft and can't have your chance at my tight little pussy. Come so that you go to bed tonight with nothing but regrets and your talented hands to keep you company. You're going to punish me for that. I've grown quite accustomed to your punishments already. I think I quite enjoy them. Go on, manservant. Come for me. Come for me. Come in my sweet little mouth. Oh, my God. My God. Oh, the taste of your cum is incredible. I need more of it. Some of it fell in my cheeks. I'll gather it up with my fingers. Manservant, where are you going? You're not going to leave me without fucking me, are you? Not tonight. Now, hold on just a minute. I did not dismiss you. Manservant, you'll be back in the morning to serve me my breakfast. Now, you just wait a moment, manservant. You can't just... That cur! That absolute scoundrel! How dare he tease me like this and then leave me wanting? My body is aching. I've come twice already, but I need more. I need his cock. I need him to fuck me. Only him. No one else will do. Fuck! Oh, I pushed him too far. Oh, I told him he would only have his hands for company tonight in mockery. But it seems I've put myself in the same position. Oh, fuck. Fuck! Manservant! Oh, he's gone. Fuck. Oh. I can't follow him. He'll be halfway down to the servants' quarters by now, and everyone will see me debasing myself. Oh, back in the morning. Ha! You've won this time, manservant. But I will make you pay for this. The princess
always gets what she wants.